Chapter 11. It was about 9:30 when Bilips came into the place. He could see they'd given him plenty out at Richards, because when he drinks it makes him cocky, and he came in plenty cocky.
"Well, big shot," he says to Harry.
"Don't big shot me," Harry told him.
"I want to talk to you, big shot."
"Where, back in your office?" Harry asked him.
"Yes, back there. Anybody back there, Freddy?"
"Not since that law. Say, how long are they going to have that 6 o'clock business?"
"Why don't you retain me to do something about it?" Bilips says.
"Retain you, hell," Freddy tells him, and the two of them go back there where the booths and the cases with the empty bottles are. There was one electric light on in the ceiling, and Harry looked in all the booths where it was dark and saw there was no one.
"Well,"
he said. "They want it for late day after tomorrow afternoon," Bilips told him. "What they going to do?"
"You speak Spanish," Bilips said.
"You didn't tell him that, though."
"No, I'm your pal, you know that."
"You'd rat on your own mother."
"Cut it out, look what I'm letting you in on."
"When did you get tough?"
"Listen, I need the money, I've got to get out of here. I'm all washed up here, you know that, Harry."
"Who don't know that?"
"You know how they've been financing this revolution with kidnapping and the rest of it?"
"I know."
"This is the same sort of thing, they're doing it for a good cause."
"Yeah, but this is here, this is where you were born. You know everybody works there."
"Nothing's going to happen to anybody."
"With those guys?"
"I thought you had cojones."
"I got cojones, don't you worry about my cojones. But I'm figuring on keeping on living here."
"I'm not," Bilips said.
"Jesus," thought Harry. He said it himself.
"I'm going to get out," Bilips said.
"When are you going to get the boat out?"
"Tonight." "Who's going to help you?"
"You."
"Where are you going to put her?"
"Where I always put her."
There was nothing difficult about getting the boat out. It was as simple as Harry had figured it. The night watchman made his rounds on the hour, and the rest of the time he was at the outer gate of the old Navy Yard. They came into the basin in a skiff, cut her loose on the ebb tide, and she went out herself with the skiff towing her. Outside, while she drifted in the channel, Harry checked the motors and found all they had done was disconnect the distributor heads. He checked the gas and found she had close to 150 gallons. They hadn't siphoned any out of the tanks, and she had what he had left coming across that last time. He had filled her up before they started, and she had burned very little because they had to come across so slow in the heavy seas. "I've got gas at the house in the tank," he told Bilips. "I can take one load of demijohns out with me in the car, and Albert can bring another if we need it. I'm going to put her up in the creek right where it crosses the road. They can come out in a car."
"They wanted you to be right at the porta dock."
"How can I lay there with this boat?"
"You can't, but I don't think they'll want to do any car driving."
"Well, we'll put her there tonight and I can fill and do what needs to be done and then shift her. You can hire a speedboat to bring them out. I got to put her up there now. I got plenty to do. You scull in and drive out to the bridge and pick me up. I'll be on the road there in about 2 hours. I'll leave her and come out to the road."
"I'll pick you up," Bilips told him, and Harry, with the motors throttled down so that she moved quietly through the water, swung her around and towed the skiff close in to where the riding light of the cable schooner showed. He threw the clutches out and held the skiff while Bilips got in.
"In about 2 hours," he said.
"All right," said Bilips.
Sitting on the steering seat, moving ahead slowly in the dark, keeping well out from the lights at the head of the docks, Harry thought, "Bilips is doing some work for his money, all right. Wonder how much he thinks he's going to get. I wonder how he ever hooked up with those guys. There's a smart kid who had a good chance once. He's a good lawyer, too. But it made me cold to hear him say it himself. He put his mouth on his own self, all right. It's funny how a man can mouth something. When I heard him mouth himself, it scared me.